Well, hello everyone. I trust that you're doing well and that you're enjoying a wonderful day in Christ. I want to talk to you a little bit about normal Christianity and the issue of joy. I think sometimes when we read the scripture, or you, particularly when you hear somebody talk about the scriptures or teach the scriptures, and they teach things that seem to be sort of out there, like when Paul said in Philippians that to do all things without murmuring or complaining, we'll make those seem like words that are so otherworldly that it's not practical. That is sort of a select few. That's like, you got to be like the Apostle Paul kind of spiritual that to happen. But you have to remember that Paul's writing that to the church in Philippi. And so his expectation when he says that to them, because that's an admonishment to them, is that they can all walk in that. They can all live a life without murmuring or complaining. So to Paul, and he's writing to them his expectation of normal. And of course, since it's in the scriptures, now part of divine inspiration, it is the Lord's expectation of normal. That normal Christianity, not a super deluxe version, special version for just a few, is that they can live a life without murmuring or complaining. But that's what every Christian should be able to walk in, if you're living the normal spirit-filled life. Because being spirit-filled Christian, not just a testimony that one day you were baptized in the Holy Spirit, but that you're living a spirit-filled life daily. You're daily being filled with the very life of the resurrected Christ by the Holy Spirit daily, lived out through you, that's what is normal Christianity, that therefore living a life without murmuring or complaining should be expected. Or when he says things in Philippians like, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, as if to really reemphasize that. To Paul, the Lord now, not just Paul, but the Holy Spirit put that in Paul, that was Paul's expectation of what normal Christianity is. And Paul said that not from pleasant circumstances. He was under arrest. He was 2 years under house arrest. And every day he was waiting to hear whether Nero had decided he was going to die or not, whether he was going to be executed or not. So, serious situation. And yet Paul's saying, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. So that's normal Christianity. We have to be really careful that we dummy things down so that it fits our experience, instead of allowing the truth to elevate us to walk in the freedom that is the truth, and not change the truth to fit the narrative of our own personal experience. And so in talking about normality and joy, one of the things that I'm doing is doing sort of a fresh dive into the book of Acts, because the book of Acts is not a book about super deluxe Christians that could do things 2,000 years ago that Christians can't do today. The book of Acts is just a book about normality. It's just a glimpse into normal Christianity. That's the expected version of Christianity in every generation. That's the book of Acts. And so when I talk about joy and normal Christianity, and we're going to look at a couple of things from Acts and then one from John, I want you to understand that this isn't some ethereal word that's not practical and applicable to you. This is just about normal Christianity. And I believe that revival, the word revive, the word, of course, vive means life. And so to revive is to restore things back to normal, healthy life. So to be walking revival is to be restored to normality from a biblical perspective, from God's point of view, normal Christianity. The life that Jesus lives through us is a normal Christian life. The life that Jesus lives is normal Christianity. If it's Christ living in me, if the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That's supernatural stuff. It's God kind of joy, God's kind of love, God's kind of peace. But that's the expected experience of every Christian, that we would know the fruit of the Spirit as we're living Spirit-filled lives, knowing supernatural peace, supernatural love. That's love that goes beyond anything that's rational. And so it's the ability to love people who have desperately wronged you. And yet it's supernatural love. It's not you trying to love them, you trying to have peace, you trying to have joy. It's a supernatural thing. That's normality. And the book of Acts, go back and read it again. It's a book of normality. It's a picture of normal Christianity. So in Acts chapter 13, Paul and Barnabas, by this time, John Mark, this is the first missionary journey, had left them. And they're in a place called Pisidian Antioch, different than the Antioch that's spoken of earlier in Acts chapter 13. And in this place, they preach the gospel. They share the gospel on a Sabbath in a synagogue, and they're asked to come back the next week. But by the time they come back the next week, there's such a buzz about them being there, a lot of the Jewish leaders had gotten jealous and they began to persecute them. And they stirred up important people in the city to run them out of the city. And so basically that's what they did. They got run out of the city. They were rejected. There's no telling the kind of things that were said to them, said about them. It was the crowd that ran them out was not a very friendly crowd. Yet it says this about them in verse 51. Well, I'll just read verse 50. It starts, "But the Jews aroused the devout women of prominence and the leading men of the city and instigated a persecution against Paul and Barnabas and drove them out of the district. And they shook off the, and they, but they, Barnabas and Paul, shook off the dust of their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples, not just Paul and Barnabas, were continually filled with joy and the Holy Spirit." That's just a description of normal disciple, that even in the context of being rejected, being cursed, being yelled at, being driven away, being treated very unkindly, they were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Because when you're being continually filled with the Spirit, you're continually filled with joy. Now, they weren't offended. They didn't get their feelings hurt. They didn't get to have to go to a safe space somewhere to get better. They didn't say they had to go through inner healing or anything like that as a result of all this. They didn't have to go lick their wounds emotionally. In the context of this situation and experiencing this rejection, being driven out of the district, not just that little area, the district. So they were being run out for, they were being pushed for a while in terms of being driven out of the area. Being screamed at and yelled at, they were continually, the disciples were continually filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. It's normal for a Christian to be continually filled with joy, even in the hardest circumstances. Paul said about himself in 2 Corinthians 7, he said, "Even when I have sorrow, I'm always rejoicing." So that even in the most difficult places in this fallen world, the most difficult situations and circumstances that can cause great pain and even tears and sorrow, there's still this joy that's supernatural because we're not like everybody else. There's something different about us. The Holy Spirit lives in us, the very life of Christ being lived out through us. We're not normal. We're both citizens of heaven, but our feet are on the earth. We're people whose feet are on the earth, yet we're seated in the heavenly places. And so that we're just different. We're unique. We're peculiar people. I love this description about their disposition. Now, over in chapter 5, this is when Peter and John have been put in jail, and an angel had let them out. They got recaptured. And they stood before the council, and the people in the council wanted to kill them. But Gamaliel, the teacher, spoke up on their behalf and talked them into not killing them, but instead they did this. It says in verse 40 of chapter 5, And they took his advice, Gamaliel, the council did, and after calling the apostles in, they flogged them. It's a very painful, horrible thing to experience. They flogged them and ordered them to speak no more in the name of Jesus, and then released them. And so they, the apostles, they went on their way from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name. Not angry, not bitter, not resentful, not hurt feelings, not devastated. They went rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name. And every day, instead of doing what these people had told them not to do, and every day in the temple, the most obvious place of all, they weren't doing it in the dark, in hidden places. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they kept right on teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. Why? This is revival. What we talked about in chapter 13, that's revival. Continually filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. That's revival. That's normal Christianity. Again, don't think of revival as this super deluxe version that every once in a while a few people get to experience. Revival is normality functioning. And we want to walk in normality in a sustainable way, not just surges of normality, but a sustained life that Jesus lives through us by the Holy Spirit. That's normal. And here, even though they were flogged, they were in pain physically, they were treated terribly personally, you know, all that this intimates, yet they went away rejoicing. When your heart's filled with joy, because when you're continually filled with the Spirit, you're going to be continually filled with joy. When your heart's filled with joy, it's easy to rejoice. They were rejoicing. And not only were they rejoicing, they were fearless. There was no fear. That's normal Christianity. They didn't do what they were told in terms of being quiet about Jesus. They went into the temple every day and from house to house without fear, without concern for their life, without their foot being on the brake emotionally all the time, without living in anxiety and all that kind of stuff. This is incredible. This is normal Christianity. Okay? So let me show you. Here's the deal. In John chapter 15. How is this all possible? This is what Jesus says in verse 11. These things, John 15, 11, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and your joy may be made full. Now, what that says is that you can't have full joy unless his joy is in you. See, human joy is dependent on circumstances, depending on how people are treating me, the kind of people that are around me, the way they're behaving, how's the job going, has it been a good day at work, are the finances what they should be, are the children behaving, am I getting good news all the time about situations, circumstances, how's the world going on around me? That's human joy, and so it's never complete. But when Christ lives in you, he says, these things I've written to you that my joy, his joy, may be in us. And it's his joy in us that makes our joy full, because it's no longer circumstantial. It's about a person, not about situations. It's the joy of the Lord. When the scripture says the joy of the Lord is our strength, he's not talking about our celebrating Jesus. Rejoicing in him is that. But the joy of the Lord is our strength is that his very joy flowing and functioning in us. It's the joy of Jesus by the Holy Spirit's presence in us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So that when you go through tough stuff and when things don't work out the way that you thought they were going to or hoping they were or even praying into yet, they haven't worked out yet, or people around you are misbehaving, or the boss is not nice, or your fellow employer, your neighbor is ornery, or your kids aren't acting right, or your whatever, the joy of the Lord's our strength. It's a supernatural thing. When you're living filled with the Holy Spirit continually, when you're living the surrendered life allowing the Holy Spirit to continually fill you. He's filling you with the life of Jesus, and therefore he's filling you with the joy of the Lord. It's the joy of Jesus. And when the joy of Jesus is rocking in your life, rejoicing in no matter what circumstances you're in the Lord, becomes easy. It just becomes part of the thing. It just becomes normal Christianity. You really can rejoice, Lord, always. Always. It's the joy of the Lord that sets the tone on the inside. Because I've heard people talk about, well, rejoicing and joy are two different things. They're connected. It's very difficult to rejoice when there's no joy. You can do it for a little while, but it becomes like a faking thing after a while. If the joy of the Lord's happening in you, the joy of Jesus, what kind of joy? It talks about the fruit of the Spirit. It's joy. That's the joy of the Lord. It's a supernatural joy. It's not dependent on circumstance or situations. It's only dependent on Him. It's who He is. I remember one time the Lord was talking to me about something. I was going through a really tough time in ministry. This is 20 years ago, probably, maybe longer. And I was alone on my back porch with the Lord. And he said, Chuck, he said, your happiness is not dependent on their behavior. He said, your happiness is dependent on my behavior alone. And I always behave. I thought, wow. That was so powerful. It was so freeing to me that my happiness is not dependent on other people's behavior, but only on His. And His joy is my joy because He's my life living His life through me. You know, we say, well, God doesn't promise us happiness. God doesn't promise easiest circumstances and situation. But the Beatitudes, blessed be, blessed be, blessed be, that word literally is the strongest word for the highest level of happiness a human being can experience. It's kind of like a supernatural kind of happiness. The Greeks use that word to describe the happiness and the fulfillment of the gods. Well, that's the word that Paul used. You know, that's the word the writer used, Matthew used. And so, yes, of course, there are going to be times when there's sorrow, but even then there's joy. The joy of the Lord's there. And we are able to rejoice in Him because His joy is overflowing in us. That's normal Christianity. So we're going to talk a lot about normal Christianity in the days to come. And I pray that God would help you to shake off. The word repent means to think with. So that you'd start thinking with Him and what He says is truth and what He says is normal. And not allow your circumstances or your situations or even your feelings dictate to you what normal is. Amen? Okay, well, have a great day.